All right, hockey fans, ready to map out your Springfield Hockey Day adventure? Consider this deep dive your personal playbook.
Think VIP access, behind the scenes, all the need to know to make the most of your weekend.
You're talking insider tips, those little extras you won't find on the official schedule.
Like, did you know there's this pizza place downtown? Practically a Hockey Day landmark. Years back, a few of the guys' legends actually declared at the spot for a post-game slice. Thin crust, extra cheese. You know the drill.
See, that's what I'm talking about, those hidden gems. So while we're at it, Friday morning throws a bit of a curveball golf or Yankee Candle. Two totally different vibes, but both classic Hockey Day traditions.
Absolutely. The golf outing at Southwick Country Club, always a hit. And Richie Mellon, he's on the board, and let me tell you, the guy makes sure everything runs like clockwork, plus the ride over.
Prime time for some catching up and friendly trash talk. Now, if you're in the mood for something a little different.
A little more aromatic.
Exactly. The Yankee Candle trip is always fun.
Right. Who knows? Maybe they'll have a Zamboni fresh scent. I mean, hey, they've got something for everyone.
Okay, but seriously, they have amazing deals.
Yeah.
Especially during Hockey Day. Gotta stock up on those three-wick candles.
Pro tip, check their website before you go. Sometimes they have online exclusives. Might as well maximize those savings.
Always a good call. Speaking of being strategic, Friday and Saturday also offer this incredible opportunity. We're talking video interviews, a chance to become a part of Hockey Day history.
Imagine that, getting your connection to this world preserved forever.
And for those who are interested, it's super flexible.
Jim Slattery has been with the Society for years. He's the man to see about getting you all set up. You can find him Friday or Saturday.
Now, let's talk Friday night, the Monte Carlo dinner. Now, I know legendary gets thrown around a lot, but this place is the real deal.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Back in the day, this was the spot after games. Players, coaches. Even saw a referee there a time or two. You just never knew who you'd bump into.
I bet. It has that kind of vibe, you know?
It's like stepping back in time. We'll be having a buffet dinner there, which is perfect for mingling with other players, board member sponsors, the folks who make Hockey Day possible. And rumor has it, after dinner, we might have a little pilgrimage back to the Coliseum, just like old times.
Ooh, a little mystery. I like it. Now, Saturday, the main event, Hockey Day itself. The energy at the Coliseum is going to be electric.
For sure. Doors open at 11:30. But here's an insider tip. Get there closer to 11. Gives you a chance to soak it all in, maybe even catch Jim for a last-minute interview if you haven't already.
Great tip. All right, so picture this. You've just had an incredible day at the Coliseum, soaking in all the Hockey Day action. And now it's time to keep the party going.
That's where our new after-party location comes in.
Champions Restaurant.
Right across from the Sheraton.
Talk about convenient. And you know what pairs perfectly with great company?
Let me guess. Hockey stories.
And maybe some delicious food.
Oh, absolutely. Champions has a full menu available. And don't worry, they'll have some complimentary finger foods, too. Just a little something to keep the energy up.
Because let's be real, after a day like that, you need to keep those energy levels up. I mean, the stories alone could fuel a Zamboni. Speaking of stories, that's what makes Hockey Day so special, right? Those unexpected moments. The conversations that turn into memories.
Sure, hit the nail on the head. It's that perfect mix of planned events and those spontaneous interactions.
Yeah.
You never know who you might bump into. Maybe an old teammate you haven't seen in ages. Or maybe you're sharing a laugh with a fellow fan reminiscing about your favorite Hockey Day moments.
See, it's like the whole weekend's a highlight reel waiting to happen. And you know what else is a highlight? The Coliseum itself.
Oh, absolutely.
Just stepping foot in that building gives me chills every time. The history, the energy, it's palpable. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's like a time capsule of hockey passion.
Yeah.
And to think all of us will be right there, walking the same halls as legends, maybe even sharing a story or two of our own within those iconic walls. It really is something special. Yeah, it reminds me of this one time.
See, that's the thing about the Coliseum. It's more than just a building.
It's a feel.
Right. It's like this living, breathing testament to everything we love about hockey.
Absolutely. Every cheer, every goal light. You can practically feel the history in the air.
And speaking of history, we've been on this deep dive together, talking about all the amazing things in store for Hockey Day.
All the familiar faces.
Right.
All the stories.
It makes you wonder what new stories will be told this year.
Doesn't it? Like, what are the moments that'll stick with us? What conversations will we still be talking about years from now?
Because that's the thing about Hockey Day. It's more than just a weekend.
It's about making memories.
And sharing those memories with people who understand just how special those moments are. You know, the people who get it. The people who bleed hockey. So as you're getting ready for hockey day, think about the stories you want to share, the memories you hold
The
dear,
connections you want to make.
because those are the things that make this weekend truly unforgettable. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive,
We'll
everyone.
see you in Springfield.
Can't wait.